We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, on Q&A with Kolov, a dear, dear friend of mine. We go way, 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 way back. Greg Herbert. Greg, welcome to the Q&A show.
Thank you, Nakia. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Great to have you with us today. Now, you are from the Phoenix, Arizona area, but currently up in the great state of Ohio, right?
Yeah, doing the snowbird thing this year.
Doing the snowbird thing. You're aging yourself, Greg, just so you know. Actually, you're a much younger man than I am. But Greg, we met 25 or so years ago at a conference, right, called AIM, Athletes International Ministries, yeah?
Correct. Yes, we did.
And Pastor Larry Karachuk, we've had Larry on the Man Up show. In fact, we did three shows with him. He had so many stories about all the star-studded athletes that attended the AIM conference, and of course, many people outside of athletics, like yourself, successful business entrepreneurs. And so, what is it you're doing in Ohio presently that would take you from the What do they call Arizona? What, it's the Grand Canyon State or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Grand Canyon State.
And of course, the reason being, the Grand Canyon is there. Hello, right? Like, duh. Yeah. So you were born and raised, though, I think, in Ohio, right? And you got family back there? You're back there kind of taking care of some family?
Yeah, a lot of friends and family back here. Originally, we came back in February. My stepfather and him and my mother had been together for close to 40 years.
Okay.
We were told that he had 2 weeks to live, so we came back to help him get everything figured out and finalized and bring my mom out to Arizona, and he's still hanging in there.
Months and months and months later, he's still, which, hey, note to self, if you're listening out there, doctors can give you their report, but at the end of the day, God has the final say on just, yeah. He has all your days numbered, the hairs on your head counted, and so he has the final say as to when you may breathe your last breath, right? That's my takeaway from that story. So months and months and months later, beyond the two-week diagnosis, you guys are still there as caregivers and taking care of them. And of course, your lovely bride is?
Vivian. Yeah.
Vivian, who refused to be on the show, by the way. I'll throw her under the bus here. Thanks, Vivian. I love you, too. Yeah. it would have been great to have her on to ask a question or two of the Russian Nightmare, but hey.
It would, but yeah, you get a camera and a microphone, and she's heading for the hills.
I know, but there's no camera involved in this. It's just a microphone. And, you know, we have shared many laughs together, and of course, many, you know, I've stayed at your home in Arizona many, many, many times. My family has, my children have, Kendra, Kobe, of course, Taryn, Tawny, and they're all off married now and got kids of their own, most of them, and all of that. But some great memories we've had, Greg, over the years, of course, at those conferences, those AIM conferences. And you're a business guy, though, you know. I do want to encourage people, go. Make sure you listen to the interview with Greg on the Man Up show, and former Green Beret. I mean, you want to talk about the elite. Let's talk about the Green Beret. Let's talk about Greg Herbert, his time in the military. You told a great story there. I'm not going to give it away here about the four-star general that you got to have lunch with, personal lunch with. You'll have to go listen to that show to find out which four-star general Greg got to have lunch with. And thank you again. Thank you for serving in our military, Greg. And
my pleasure.
And of course, you got you've had some very successful businesses over the years. An equipment company that you helped develop a piece of equipment called Power Plus 2, right? Just take a minute. Take a minute. We're going to have to do a whole show on this, but take a minute and tell us about Power Plus 2.
Yeah, there's so much to say, but I will say that the Lord gave a good friend of mine, actually a mutual friend of Nikita and I, an idea for an apparatus, gave him the drawing, the name, and told him that this would build the most powerful teamwork the world has ever seen. And me being a teamwork guy, you know, from military where teamwork is life or death, to coaching sports, mentoring children, anybody ever came to me and said there was a way to create instant teamwork, I'd have laughed in their face, because to me that was an impossibility. I had written about it. I had all the steps written out, you know, of how to do it step by step. And when we actually got to the point of patenting and building this apparatus and testing it, one of the most amazing things of all that describes instant teamwork is the professor, actually a neuroscientist, director of a high-performance brain laboratory, said this is the closest thing she'd ever seen to mimicking the bonding effect of two people saving each other's life. Mm. That's instant teamwork. Mm. And so we use this apparatus for every type of school, for companies, for police and fire, and every school in our pilot program, even the worst ones that coach would call the Bad News Bears, or a team that was 3-3 mid-season. On day one, the team chemistry can change by teamwork, breaking through the barriers of these kids, and they come out a new team, and all became state champions, and many undefeated, won 53 games straight. Like Michael Jordan said, talent wins games, but teamwork wins championships.
Mm, that's a great quote.
I've seen that over and over and over again now. Yeah, it's the best quote I can think of for what I've been seeing.
That's a great quote, which you remind me of going back to my high school days. Some know this story, Greg, and you may or may not know this story. But so these wrestlers, Ravishing Rick Rude, Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig, Demolition Smash, a.k.a. Crusher Khrushchev, a.k.a. Barry Darso, John Nord, a.k.a. Nord the Barbarian, Nord the Berserker, and the Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff were all on the same high school football team.
Wow. I did not know that. You may have mentioned that, but I don't think so. I remember that.
You didn't remember it? Yeah, five of us. But here's to your point, though. We had some incredible talent and athletes, and we won games, but we never won a championship because we didn't win. We didn't have the coaching and or the teamwork, which is what you're referring to. We had great athletes, as you can tell, all those guys went on to have stellar careers in professional wrestling. And these two were not on the football team, but they were in Robbinsdale High School, and that is the Z-Man, Tom Zink. So number six and number seven, Brady Boone, who is the lesser known but still had some time in WWF and time in NWA. Brady Boone. So seven of us from the same high school at the same time in high school. Right? All buddies. But anyway, Greg, where could people get, is there a website or something for Power Plus 2?
There is. Actually, had I had enough time, I would have made sure to get it back, trying to wrap it up and put it on. But since we launched officially in January of 2020, we had events lined up because it also became a sport.
Yeah, something happened in 2020, but moving on.
Yeah, we launched in January. February we shut down. So now we're just getting ready for when the world opens up again.
Okay.
And the disunity that has been caused throughout the world, and we have the answer for it. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah.
The website is powerplus2.com. It's not live at the moment. We're redoing it, and it'll be rebuilt and up in probably 5 to 7 or 10 days.
Okay. And is that the number two, or the, or spelled out two, or power plus?
Two.
So power plus two. The number two, powerplus2.com.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Let me just say this, and we're going to do a whole show on that, because I know the impact you've made in some of the different categories you just talked about, from fire to law enforcement to schools and colleges and just anybody and everybody in between. But I personally witnessed firsthand. I was at an event that you sent me to, or that you had invited me to, and got to see this machine work firsthand. And so if you're out there, if you're a coach, or let me just ask you this real quick, and we're going to transition to your questions for me. But so who all would be interested in the Power Plus 2? Obviously coaches, football, so all sports, coaches from all sports. Who else besides coaches would be interested in this?
Really, I mean, there's corporate team building. This would be the ultimate. It breaks down barriers. You, I think, might have seen it first at a conference where we had hundreds of athletes just line up, you know, single file and jump on 2x2 that most of them didn't even know each other. Almost everybody that came off there said something along the line of, I didn't even know her. I didn't even know him a minute ago. Now I feel like lifelong friends.
Mm.
It's that quick, and it doesn't matter if the teammates even hate each other, the coworkers hate each other. After this, we've seen it break through so many barriers. Thousands of testimonies of people that couldn't even, you know, talk to each other. They hadn't talked in 2 years of high school, and they're playing on the same football team. We tell the coaches, throw them on there first, and they graduate as friends. From that moment on, I mean, the barrier is broken. It's crazy.
Okay, so even business.
Business, police, fire, churches. In fact, we're a new thing.
Church staffs. Boy, yeah, they could use some unity, Greg.
Well, all their ministries and exactly the church body, and then they can reach out to the community and bring them in, and they can become a community unity center.
Okay.
To bring all the sports teams around, the police and fire departments, families, marriages, father-son. We did a father-son event in Louisiana. The mayor asked us to do that.
Come on.
The Power Plus Day for the city by written proclamation.
All right.
Awesome stuff.
All right.
We get hearts of the fathers and the son, he called it.
Returning the father, hearts of the father to the son, sons to the father. All right. Well, all right. We're gonna move on, but we're gonna do a whole show on that sometime for real. So Power Plus 2, the number 2, powerplus2.com. Go check it out. So let's transition here, flip the table here, and give Greg Herbert the opportunity to ask Nikita Koloff a question or two. So fire away. What's your first question for me?
Yeah, well, my question about wrestling comes from my nephew Joey, who you know, and he got to have breakfast with you a few years back right here in Ohio. He would like to know what you would think is the biggest missed opportunity for a storyline in the WWE for a character or whatnot. Quote.
The biggest missed opportunity. I don't know that I've ever been asked that before. That really is a great question. It's going to have tug on me here. Let's see. Well, how about if I answer it this way? Because a lot of times I'm being interviewed, you know, on other people's podcasts. I just did one last night, and I've been on hundreds of, it seems like at this point, of other people's podcasts, and of course, Q&A sessions at autograph signings, et cetera. And they're like, who do you wish you could have wrestled, would have wrestled? And so I'm going to say this, that, you know, back in the day, it was really billed in the magazines. They were really touting the Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff against none other than the legendary Hulk Hogan, right? And all said, we would have drew, you know, millions at WrestleMania, you know, had we, you know, been the main event. And so... you know, certainly the you might say that may have been a missed opportunity looking back. Now, I have no regrets in not going to the WWF as they were at the time, now WWE. But you know, if I entertained that idea, what would it have been like to work with the Hulkster? There's no doubt in my mind that we would have drew money, as we say in that business. That we would have probably drew some pretty big revenue for Vince, for sure, for Vince McMahon, and maybe even a good payday for ourselves. You know, you have to negotiate that. But so certainly Hogan and then there's a few others I would have I've entertained the idea if I had got the opportunity to wrestle Shawn Michaels, right? HBK, of course, The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, who was just starting, by the way, back in my day. He was just in his early days. And so, you know, Triple H. So there's a handful of guys there I think it would have been fun to get in the ring with and have some matches with. So I would answer the question that way, that those may have been for some missed opportunities perhaps on my part. But all that to say, no regrets for staying loyal to the NWA either. So
you're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
There you go, Joey. There you go, Joey. That's my answer, Joey. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's awesome. While you were talking, it reminded me of a couple possible missed opportunities that you had to become the next Rock or the original Rock on some movie roles. I was there for one of the offers, and if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but wasn't it you that had that they first were going to pick to play Dolph Lundgren in Rocky?
Rocky. Speaking of The Rock, you're somewhat right. So Dolph Lundgren landed the role of Ivan Drago on Rocky IV. And for those who maybe are not familiar with the story, it came down to, I guess, my understanding, they had about 1,200 people that they were considering. They boiled it down to three. One guy by the name of Kerry Von Erich. Some of the wrestling fans may know that name. Nikita Koloff and an unknown at the time, Dolph Lundgren, who is at that time in the early days of MMA, you know, hand-to-hand combat, and had never been in a movie before, was out there. The three of us were out on the set with Sylvester Stallone out in Hollywood, and I drew the short stick, short straw, and had a screen test first, and then Lundgren followed me, and then I had to leave for the airport, so never heard his final screen testing and didn't hear Kerry Von Erich's. But found out a couple weeks later when the producer directors called me and said they were going to give it to Dolph Lundgren. Although he was slightly taller than me, you know, I was 285, 8% body fat, 34-inch waist, so I truly dwarfed Sylvester Stallone. Sly, don't take that personal. He was ripped, you know, at 165 pounds. I was 285, and Lundgren was only 205. And so he landed, and I came to find this out later from the wonderful, amazing wrestling fans only just a couple, 3 years ago, that they used, of course, Ivan Drago, and they used the manager in the movie for Ivan was a guy by the name of Nikolai Koloff. Okay. Hello. Gee, Sylvester, where'd you get that name? So Ivan Drago, Nikolai Koloff, and they squeezed Ivan and I out of the whole movie. So there you go. Yeah, thanks, Sylvester. No compensation for that, by the way. I'm still waiting for the check in the mail. Hello. There you go. But all true. And when the fan told me that, I Googled that, I went, you're kidding me. And I'm like, sure enough, there was Nikolai Koloff, the manager for Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. So, but hey, I didn't land the role, but it was a great experience.
And then they asked you to do the role in that movie, The Kingdom, with, Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Garner, and the role. You were going to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And when I saw the movie, I thought, you know, I don't know if Keita would have liked this or not. You would have been beating up Jennifer Garner, thrown across the room.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Apparently not meant to be.
Dental giant.
Yeah. I would have, but it would have been casting the Russian nightmare role, the baddest of the bad guys, right? Beating up a woman, right? So.
Yeah,
we don't. That doesn't fly in today's world. But anyway, so it was the movies, folks. It was the movies. So, because you had a lot of connections with the movies as well. In fact, I remember you brought us, and a couple of my girls out on a movie
Kendra,
set. What movie set was that? Real quick, what was that movie?
It was called The Kingdom.
The Kingdom. Yeah. That's right.
You guys
that's
were
right.
there for a big explosion scene.
Yep. Yep.
We took a lot of pictures of Kendra with. He's bloodied up people, missing limbs, and
yeah. That was that would have definitely fit well back in my Russian nightmare days. But all right. So you got another question for me, or what do you got?
You know, you'd mentioned to me about a Man Up conference that you have coming up, and I was wondering, you know, if I were to attend or. Any of my friends or whoever attends, what would they expect?
What would that entail? So I appreciate that. So transition.
Life-changing way.
Yeah. So we move from Hollywood to reality. Okay. So from fantasy, we're going to segue to reality here. Okay. So So the Man Up conferences, I do about 15 to 20 of these a year. Let me just first say that I do about 15 or 20 of these conferences a year, usually in local communities, local churches, sometimes several churches working together, which that's a challenge sometimes to get local churches working together. Hello, the body of Christ, walk in unity. Come on, for real. Like, and I say that really because like the last two churches I did this at, like this is sad commentary. The last church notified 25 other churches. The weekend before up in Delaware, they notified 30 different churches. If you were to ask me how many responded, I'd tell you a big fat goose egg, zero, none.
Pitiful.
Sad commentary for the body of Christ. Just if you're a pastor out there listening, work with other pastors. Come on. Aren't we on the same team working for the same goal? We're all working towards the cross.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to answer your question. I'll get off my soapbox here. All right. So if a man and men of all ages, by the way, I mean, we've had men bring their sons. I mean, 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, because they're not going to hear anything at a Man Up conference that they honestly hadn't already heard in school or somewhere else. So we encourage men to bring their sons and to be around other godly men and to hear some, you know, incredible, what I feel is incredible teaching. And so you're going to come and you're going to, our goal, Greg, if I were to distill it down, our goal is to equip men. For all the ladies out there listening today, our goal is to equip men. When you come to a conference or a camp, a man camp, I'll talk just a minute about that, is to equip men to be godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers, to walk in that leadership role, you know, be the spiritual leader of the home, to lead by example, not by as a dictator, but by servanthood, and to lead by example for your children and your wife, and just to equip and empower men to do that through the teaching and training how to be healthy, physically healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy. We cover all of that, masculinity, manhood, how to love your wife and children well. And so if you're out there listening, you know, and you can find out more about that, go to koloff.net and find more about that. And Greg, the conference is an appetizer. Here's what I mean by that. That feeds into a camp that Lex Luger and I, one of my wrestling peers, founded a number of years ago called Man Camp. We do these in a little town called Royston, Georgia. And it's a five-day catalyst where men come and who want to take a much deeper dive into all of this. And I can tell you, for sake of time today, there's you go onto my website, click on the link to the Man Camp. You're going to see some powerful testimonies on how the camp and or conferences has changed not only men's lives, but changed marriages, relationships with men with their children. And it's powerful. It's powerful. So many men have come back, Greg, and just said, that was life-changing. That was life-changing. So,
mm-hmm, I bet.
Yep. So, hope to all you listening out there, see one of you in the future at a man camp or a man conference. So, great question. We have time for one more. If you have one more, or we can wrap it up, Greg, your call.
That's all that comes to mind, honestly. So,
okay. Well, Greg Herbert, entrepreneur extraordinaire is how I like to introduce him. Greg and Vivian Herbert, precious, precious friends of ours, and hold down the great state of Ohio there. And if I don't see you there and or see you at a conference here, a man up conference, perhaps we'll reconnect down there in the Grand Canyon state.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, Greg. Well, thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks for dialing in today and tune in again for another time, another great show, Q&A with Koloff. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.